and talk to God tonight that everything that you might have lost, everything that might not have been in your hands, that you have not handled, tonight, I break into the hidden and dark places and I'm fetching them. Whatever has my name on it. Come on, go ahead and make that prayer. Come on. Come on. I'm giving you 3 minutes to make that prayer. I'm not going to force anybody to pray tonight, too. I'm not forcing anybody to pray tonight, too. Everything that has my name on it, wherever it is, home and abroad. Ela bakada bosonda bokopela teke prada kaporodos. Ima masode prekete ni kabahandes isteke broto shadi. Eli kori bahandes. Mando kapaele broto kofati na susteke breketea. Shada makada boroto sopekete kabateila mekotondes. Ila baru seste kize siste kia mahate. Mande kora bahale koro bosai. Ile kete brekete kopila tai kabahaya. Aime la na mana na me koro koro do bate kabala de de be bo 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 shia la ba 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 be koro ba 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 be ba ba. Eya ba 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 so de ba 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 ka ba 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 be ba ba bo 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 shia ma 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 ha te 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 ba 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 ba. Iko to bo bo to ko brekete la ka brekete ke ba ba bi bo shanti. Ila te ko bi na te ki ne mingo shai de mikaya. Sha me koro bo so te brekete kia. Ila pekete pekete shami kama haya shate ke perete ke proto shakitea. I have in my hands all things that has my name on it. Shama mama 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 leko choberata ikabeka te kapenda kapate kapata kate ke barakate ila kasa pekete ke perata kapeka te kapata teka ia kapara te kapara te kapeke te ne te te peke te na ia kasa pala kasa peke te kapela te kapata Balakatea, Yana Bakata Brate Kapara Tika Breta Tika Breta Yana Baba 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 Take it back. I comment Abela, take Obenatai. Ila Bakora Mahasozi, Seki Mitale, Elevedosia La Bahaya. I came in Atominale, Elieso de Kabahaya. Anakabarodos. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You know, today is the third day and I still have a few things to share with us. We're still going to look at the scriptures. However, how many of us want to learn how to pray for physical things, material things? You don't want? I can't. That you don't speak on their behalf. Every man for himself. Let me get two young persons. Just for an example, a male and a female. Anybody? Let's do a quick illustration. And we're going to make a prayer afterwards. Thank you. So, you have a need. Give us an example of a need that you have. Okay, use a material thing, a good work. Thank you. So, for instance, before you could say, Roybe came and he called himself God, is for instance. For instance, I am God in my position standing here. What's your name, ma'am? Sister Yomide took up a prayer and started praying fervently that she needs a new job. A job that will pay you how much? A job that will pay you 5 million, even though you know that's not realistic, right? And it's not, listen, it's not that God cannot do it. It is that you currently do not have the capacity, not to spend the money, but to do that kind of work. Do you understand? So you grow into levels of... But now Sister Yomide is trusting God for work, and then she started calling on God to say, "Oh, God of our fathers, I need a new job." Now, because God doesn't create jobs, right? God in His mercies, and based on the realities that we have learned in the last 2 days, is merciful enough and has given you the right to be able to rot such things. So when you talk to God about your needs, like job, God answers it. But God would have to walk through men to be able to give to you the thing that you're praying for. Are we following it? So immediately you pray, God answers and places in the heart of man or men, as the case may be, to do to you that which you're asking for. So what we do most times is, whenever that we make such prayer, we keep hitting on God to say, "Baba She," and God is like, "I have done this." Guess the new way that you are supposed to approach that prayer. Because after you make your need known unto God, right now it's in the hands of men. So you need to pray for the will of this man to be tuned to give to you what God has approved. So as you are applying, because God has placed your job in this man's hand, this man's heart will now be prompted to say, "This is my daughter. Do to her according to that which has been fulfilled." Are you following me?
Yes.
Let's use another example. Let's say her wardrobe has been a bit not so okay in a while, and she has been trusting God. "Ah, God, I need clothes." Let's use admission. You're looking for admission. And then you have prayed to God. Can God give you admission? So you see, we must understand the nature and personality of the God that we serve, right? Because we end at it with, God can do all things. Can God do all things? Yes. But will God give you admission? I mean, the paper of Jayomide, you have now gotten admission into University of Jos. No, now you won't download admission letter in your dream, Nabi. There is nothing like Daddy Professor. Is there anything like miracle admission? Like VC did not approve, register did not approve. It just showed up and you just carried it to the department. God told me that I've got what will God walk through? So there is always this intermediary between what you are looking for and the God that has delivered it. Because God will always give it through men. True men. So, after you have talked to God and God has approved, what's the next thing you begin to pray about? Father, whoever that you have handed this thing over to, let their will be stirred up in righteousness unto me. Do you know why? Because you see, this man will act based on emotions. If God tells him to give you 100,000 naira, he will think about why he should give you, because he is not God.
Yes,
he is human. He will think over it. If God helps you that such man is one that is yielded to God, right? It will be fast and automatic. Why? Because he's a spiritual man. So he can perceive and sense. And that thing happens a lot of times. There are times that I've reached out to, my mom is here, she can bear witness. Sometimes I can just reach out and they probably sent something across. And then she would call and say, "How did you know? This is so timely." Not once, not twice, ma, Abi. Not once, not twice, not three times. Why? Because I am not just a man. I am a child of God, a son of God, a spiritual man. And you can choose to add man of God to it.
So my spiritual alertness is awakened to respond to such things. But there are some things that you need that is not in the hand of someone that is not even born again. It can be the hand of a malam. There's a contract that you'll be pursuing that is the hand of an allergy. So you can't hear God. So you must begin to pray for him that his heart will be stirred, his will be stirred up, and he will not do outside of what God has ordained. Hello, are you here?
Yes, sir.
So I am saying that you take that prayer in the next 3 minutes again to say that, Lord, whatever that you have placed in the hands of men to give to me, they are yielded. Let me use this 1 minute to tell you a story of one incident that I heard of. Amen. Amen. Listen, okay, I need you to understand this so that you pray it well. So someone was sharing this story, interesting story. Said he went to church one particular day, and then as everybody was gathered there, he saw this particular man who was part of the pastors in church, and the man was trying to drive his family home, and they started the car. He didn't start. He started pushing and pushing, and as he was looking at them from afar, the Lord just laid in his heart, give them your car. Meanwhile, his own car is barely 1 month that he just bought it, and the Lord said, give that man your car. And you know that moment when you first tell yourself, no, this can't be God. And no. Meanwhile, the devil can never put good thoughts in your heart. So anytime you have such promptings, it's God. he said, give him the car. Do you know, it took him 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, he grudgingly picked up the car key and went to the man. Well, I see how things are going. The Lord said, I should give you my car. Guess what the man did? He snatched the car key from his hand. I said, give me, John. You are the one that has been delaying what God had told me. when you pray, be what? Come on. When you pray, be what? Be expectant. Do you know? No, and this is true. I know the two persons involved, though. I'm not joking. It took this man another 1 week to now come back and say, thank you for the car. So the owner of the car, after church service, saw another person driving his car home, and he went to take public transport, because the men God will use will have to be yielded to the things that God wants to do. Another story, sir, I should share this one. This one, so I know the two persons involved. One built a house, 4-bedroom flat. Woke up one morning and said, God told me to give to you the keys to my house. The person currently lives in a rented apartment. I mean, the person who built house is living in a rented apartment and gave keys to 4-bedroom complete furnished apartment to another person. And because when you pray fervently enough so that the hearts of such men are turned not to their will, but to that which God is saying concerning them, you will see the hand of the Lord walking around.
Amen.
You see it. So every time that I talk to young persons, I say there are some things that are too little for God to do for you. Admission, no. He will stir the hearts of men. Listen to this caution while we pray. Oh, a lot of things are just coming this evening, but I know it's helpful. Listen, when you are also praying for such, don't have names of person at heart that will do it for you.
Yes, sir.
That mistake always, you know, so you have told the Lord, Lord, I want to start a business. The Lord has asked you, how much will it cost you to start a business? I've done the calculation, plus or minus 500,000. Then you now come as your, the Lord said, okay, I've done it. Then you now come to church and now looking. For instance, prof now, like 250, plus or minus. Anyhow, 250k. By the time I look at, maybe my pastor should be able to, maybe 150, you give this one 50, give this one 50. You now go and be meeting them one by one. The Lord has told me to start a business. It will cost me 500k. I don't know how you do it, but I'm trusting God. Don't do that. Rather, you are positioned, because you see, the people that God will use may likely not be ever known to you. They won't look it. That's the word. Because see, another person can randomly just get something that they do not look like, and they are passing it down to you. Hello. Ah, you see, for someone like me now, I'm trusting the Lord for it, and my car can be here this night. Sir. So if the Lord, no, I'm serious. If the Lord is telling you to bring your own, see me after the service. Let's not drag it, Abby. And so I can collect it or any other thing. Because results, we must see results. So I can wave you inside. Hello, God bless you. Yeah. Rise up on your feet and make that prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever thing that you have placed in the hands of men, it has left God's hand. Whoever they are, whatever they are doing, whatever situation they are in, enable them to be able to do it. Come on, come on, come on. We have 2 more minutes on that prayer. Mandeko, mandeko, rabahaste kiba poratela. Take a big up on the peleke, the big up para take a pleke, take a bahaya. Shada mata brakata barata brekata brakata brata kabrekete brada bila. Shabrete kebrete tika babruto so brekete ke baba bahaya. Soma mama bebe nuko bahaya pirateda. Shane mekete brada kete brekete ke brekete. Sone mama mama kora bahate ke bike di asone emrekete de kone mina kai I saw te kai kominte kapeto kai lebo roto so brekete ke brekete ke baratina ela mato mbretele kete brakato kabaya. I am not lacking in anything good. I am not lacking in anything good. I am not lacking in anything good. I torment Kida Breketela, so Perate Kedi Kamatela, I summon Benikatela, wherever that man is, wherever that woman is, they are yielded, they are yielded. They are yielded, they are yielded to the word of the Lord. They are yielded to take action. They are yielded to act accordingly until my testimony is right in my hands. Oh, Shiva Kota. One more minute. Come on, press in. Elia, Elia, commandes. I commend the Barutanate, Sobenetia Kobilate, Sobelate Kabarate Kabelatai. I commendate Barutai, Sande break it, take it, Sina Bakoto break it, take it, Pilatea. I commend Abalada Balate, Labarada Balate, Labaratana, the come on, I saw me not to come in a time. Hey, my joy is full of, my joy is full of the pain of my sunai. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come from the north, east, south, and west. We come from the nations of the earth. We come from all around the states in Nigeria. Wherever the testimonies that you have placed in the hearts of men concerning everyone in this room, we call it forth now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we pray and we decree and declare that everyone who needs to be uplifted, for our upliftment to come, right now we decree that their season is now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Wherever you have placed resources that is meant to work in our favor, Lord, we pray that that enterprise works well. Amen. That business goes well. Amen. That person is comfortable. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Every obstacle is taken off now. In the name of Jesus. And we rejoice in the blessings of the Lord.
Now and always, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Come on, celebrate Jesus as you have your seat this evening. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I think I've given you sufficient prayer points to keep feeding on, right? There's no way you will knock on doors this way and you will not see answers. Amen and amen.
Amen.
We've been looking at the believer's authority in the last 3 days. The first day we looked at how salvation has automatically given us authority as believers. So if you have ever been in doubt if you have authority or power, right? What guarantees that you have authority in Christ Jesus? Salvation. And how do you know that you are saved? Because you did what? Who can remember? I can't hear you. Oh yeah. Because we read it in John 3:16. For whosoever believes in him, that's how you know you are saved. You have believed. You have received that life by believing. Amen. Amen. And then yesterday we looked extensively at identification. Very, very powerful posture that every believer must continuously and constantly look at. Every time you must realize that you are now same with Christ in his crucifixion, in his death, in his burial, in his ascension. And most importantly and most powerfully is in his resurrection. Because therein are you coming up with him in power. Same power that wrought the resurrection of Jesus Christ is at work in you. So you see, whatever situation that it might be, if that power could do that to bring a man back to life, think of any situation that it cannot rot in your own life as well. Today we would look very quickly, because my time is already going out and I must finish what I want to say. Amen. So even if it means we'll turn it to a night vigil, we'll finish tonight. Hallelujah. Your email has gone down. How to walk in the believer's authority. How to walk in the believer's authority. That's what I would focus on this evening. You know, when we talk about believer's authority, you are not, it's not a form of displaying emotion. It's not you shouting up and down. No. It's not even about your personality. You say things like, me, I'm a very gentle person, you know, or me, I don't take nonsense. Can you imagine a man in Christ, a new man in Christ, saying, me, I don't take nonsense? Or me, I almost mentioned one tribe. You know when people begin to attach their personality to tribes? I'm an Ijebu man. I'm an Ekiti man. Do you understand? Oh, I'm a Mangu man. This is how we behave where we come from. It's a lie. A new man in Christ has a new life. Right? And everyone has that legal power that is backed by the throne of God to exercise the authority that they have received. There are three arms of authority that you must always leverage on every now and then. Let's look at those three. Are you ready? The first is the Word of God. The Word of God. The Word of God is your legal backing every now and then. So any man that must walk and activate the authority that he has in Christ must be someone that is full and rich in the Word of God. So you see, that's how that it is in the Word of God that you see and know the promises that God has made concerning you. It's in the Word of God that you see that indeed, because you see, every time that you just keep saying it, that I know, or rather my pastor said, or this man of God said, I have heard. No, when you're seeing it in the Word of God, it becomes a personal revelation that you can walk with. So you see someone like, I remember one of the words of Bishop David Oyedepo, that was, he said he woke up one day, and you know, if you've listened to someone like that before, you hear the kind of audacity and boldness that the person speaks with. It's a function of the revelation that they have received from the Word of God. Revelation that they have received from the Word of God. So nothing scares such person anymore. Why? Because I have seen it. I have come to identify with it.
It's not something that it's not something that I'm scared of anymore. You hear statements like, I can never be poor. It's not a function of the work that you are doing. No, it's a function of the revelation that you have in God's word. Because you know God has a covenant with his saints to say that wealth is something that you will not have an issue with. It's a covenant. I can never be sick. You hear things like, I've gone 20 years without having to go to the hospital. Those are possibilities. Not to talk down on health, right? If you need to take medication, fine and good. If you need to visit the hospital, fine and good. But that doesn't also talk down on the fact that there is room for living in divine health. You know the difference between divine health and healing, right? Yeah. Divine health is that I can't be sick. Healing is that now that I am sick, the Lord will heal me. You get the difference? Yeah. Both are possibilities in God. And the two are available to all that are also saved through Christ Jesus. So we see an encounter that Jesus had with the devil. You know, Satan came to him and began to tempt him and was telling him stuff. He said, if you can just bow to me, look at this world. Imagine you telling the owner of the world that you will give him the world that he created. The devil can misread sometimes. Or you've not thought about it. Imagine the devil coming to meet Jesus and he's telling him, if you can bow to me, look at this. Let's read that scripture. I'm trying to get where it is. Matthew chapter 4. Yeah, Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Verse 2. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hungered. Verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. How did he answer him? He said, it is... how do you know what is written when you have not read? How many of us remember that encounter that Jesus had in the temple when he was a teenager? 12 years old, he followed his parents to where? The tabernacle or the temple, the synagogue, right? And when everybody was already returning back home, where did they find Jesus? Come on, say with me. He was in the temple doing what? Talking to doctors and teachers of the law, expounding scripture. You know, if we don't have the time, if we read that part of the scripture, it always makes me laugh. Because they talked about how Jesus was dealing to them, and at the end of that statement they said that he was teaching them, he was showing them, you know, which means that the young boy that he had, that he was, there was already a thirst and hunger for the word. So when the time for temptation came, it was not head say, it was not what came to mind. We'll get to the second. When I get to the second, I'll explain it a little bit more detailed. It's not you just shouting when something happened, Jesus, Jesus. You think you don't know the name Jesus actually means Joseph, right? It's a name now. I think there's one Arsenal player that they are calling Joseph. Football fans, I mean, which club is he in? There's a player like that. I'll talk about it, don't worry. But what did Jesus use to answer the devil? It is written. How do you know what it is written? You have been learning it for a long while. So I'm saying to you that in your days of preparedness, one of the things that you must not take for granted is the study and reading of the word of God. It prepares you for the years and days that lies ahead of you. Because certainly, troubled times will come. What will help you sail those troubling times is the word that is hidden in his heart, or hidden in your heart, as the case may be. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17. Take me there, media. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This scripture entirely, if you read Ephesians chapter 6, is talking about when you're going for warfare. What is one of the tools you must hold when you're going for warfare? The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. So that when you are confronting issues, you are speaking the word of the Lord to it. it is written. This is what the word says concerning this situation, and I believe the word above all things. So whenever you get in front of darkness, you don't beg darkness, please, please, oh please. No, what you declare clearly is the word of the Lord. You declare the word of the Lord. The second arm of authority that you must activate is the name of Jesus. And I just mentioned right now that I'm going to explain that a bit here. John chapter 14, from verse 13 and 14, if you're there, media, please. John chapter 14, from verse 13 to 14. And whosoever, and whatsoever, rather, ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen? When Jesus was speaking in this light, when you hear the name of Jesus, it's not that you now dream and wake up and start shouting, Jesus, 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 Jesus. It's not in, is how do I say this without offending a lot of people this night? It's not in calling the name that this that the deliverance you are looking for comes. What Jesus was saying here, the name of Jesus being referenced here, means that you believe in everything that the name has done and the power that is in the name. Are we together? So when I'm saying Jesus, Son of David, I'm about to use IT terms now. The back end of calling that name, because what you see is the declaration of the name. The back end of calling that name is everything that Christ has done. So when I'm calling his name, I am activating his crucifixion, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and I'm pulling it into that situation at the moment. So it's the revelation that I have concerning his name that works for me, not just about the name. Do you understand? Hello, are we together? Because if you don't have understanding of this, I can bet you that a lot of us have called the name Jesus, and whatever that will happen still happened. And you are thinking that the name of Jesus is now powerless. No, it's not. So it takes us back to knowledge in the word of the Lord, and that which we must be able to do. So the name of Jesus is not just an ending phrase to prayer. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. No, it's much more than. It is a weapon. It is a badge of authority that we place upon all that we see in and around us. And when we are calling upon the name, we are fetching all the things that he has done, all the things that he has wrought, all the things that he has finished and completed, the victory that he has gotten on our behalf, and we are bringing it into such situation. Every time that you do that, you are making sure that you have used the power of attorney. That's a legal term though. You're using the power of attorney concerning that situation. And you have the right to do so, because indeed, you are now one with the Father. You know, I heard someone teaching recently and was talking about how powerful that adoption is compared to being given birth to. When God said he has adopted us into his family, it's a big deal. You know why? Because you see, the family you were born into, they actually didn't, no matter how your mommy or your daddy tell you that they love you, they actually didn't choose you. They didn't have a choice. You didn't get that. And I'm not saying they hate you though, but I'm saying that they actually did not choose you. It was by force. And now, won't you take care of the one that you give birth to? But you see, when you go to an orphanage and you knock on their door and you look at 10 children and you point to one and say, I choose this one. I want to take care of this one for the next 10, 20 to 30 years. You see the level of intentionality that comes into that. So adopting us as son is something that God has done. To look at us and say, amongst all, I am bringing you into this family, and we're working together as one. You have that legal backing. First is the word of the Lord. Second is the name of Jesus. Third is the indwelling of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. I love this one so much because it gives us a backdrop of our operation now here on earth. But if the Spirit, there's a lot of issues with this King James Version, because it can't be if, but now that the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. So how do I know that the operation of the working of God and the authority and power of the Lord dwells inside of me? Is by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Indwelling. What it also means is that I have the full backing of the giftings of the Spirit for the operations that I have to do here on earth. Did you hear that? It means that God is not selective. You know, while I was growing up as a much younger person, I heard a few teachings that would tell you that God can just choose which gift of the Spirit to give you. How many of you have heard that before? So you think to some people he gave gift of prophecy, then some people is healing. So me, I cannot heal, I can only prophesy. Me, my own is to speak in tongues. My own special gift is interpretation of tongues. No, all gifts. Hello. Because did God cut the Holy Spirit into different bits and then throw it inside of us? How much of the Holy Spirit do you have inside of you? All. I need you to respond like you understand what I'm saying. All. So when I gave my life to Christ, I received afterwards the gift of the Spirit and the fullness of the expression of such gifts. So I am walking in all of the deliverables that is available to me through Christ Jesus. So when I see a situation that requires a gift of healing, I activate it. When I see a situation that requires the working of miracles, I activate it. When I see a situation that requires healing, I activate it. Another one that requires word of knowledge, we are there. Word of prophecy, accurate. Gift of knowledge, we are working in it. All of it at all times and in all seasons. And I'm not holding back regarding that. And it's the same thing that God is saying to you today. That as a child of God, and as one who is walking in authority, as one that has been given the word to say, oh, you are soaring upon wings like the eagles. Soaring requires that you rely on the strength of the Spirit, not by human understanding. You can't soar if you're not fully backed by the Holy Spirit. And imagine that you are now mid-air, and they now said, this situation now is gift of interpretation of tongues that we used to unlock it to. You say, I don't have that one. Imagine, mid-air, you're already... So you see, you have all of those expressions, and it's available to you in Christ Jesus. It's not something that you're holding back on. What does the Spirit of God, of the Lord activate in us? It activates boldness. It activates revelation. It activates power. It activates utterance. It activates miracle. It activates faith. And of course, summarily, these are the gifts of the Spirit. I take that again. The Spirit of the Lord in you activates boldness. It activates revelation. It activates power. It activates utterance. It activates miracle. And it activates faith. At all times, you must remember that the God who spoke the universe into existence, he dwells inside of me. He lives inside of me. I am not ordinary. And by this I know that God's power works in me. God's authority works in me. Very quickly, lastly, how do you activate your authority? The first year is knowledge. Knowledge. Give me 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. Oh, glory to God. Knowledge. Authority works when identity is understood. If we keep emphasizing who you are in Christ Jesus, then you are not ready to walk in authority. You still be a beggarly Christian. You still be begging up and down here and there. I can't do this one. Oh, this one is happening. No. Authority works when identity is understood. And how would identity be understood? Knowledge. Look at 2 Peter 3:18. It says, but grow in what? In grace, that is in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in the knowledge of who? Is on the screen, just read it. In the whose knowledge are you growing in? Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So every time that you pick your Bible, you are not looking for warfare prayer in your Bible. You are looking for knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you read Genesis well, you see Christ in it. Exodus, he's there. Go to Psalms, he's there. Jeremiah is there. Isaiah, fully there, present. What are you looking for? knowledge. Because you see, the more you know about Jesus Christ, the more you realize that there's this dimension of him that I just saw in John. And that's what makes Bible study sweet. So that when you show up in church and you are sharing scripture and all of this, I was reading my Bible yesterday and I saw this. I think this is what it means. Another brother comes and says, I saw something like this too in Malachi. Another one comes and says, I was reading this in 1 Corinthians and this was the revelation I saw. You are growing daily in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's consistency in knowledge. In knowledge. So the devil cannot show up and begin to tell you things that are not true. Why? You are fortified with the word of the Lord. You are growing in your identity. You know what the word has said concerning you. It's not in doubt. You're not like, maybe it was only one person he told. No. If he said it to me, he said it to all, and it's in the word of the Lord. I confirm it every now and then. And so shall it be every now. So the first thing you must do to activate authority is knowledge. The second is confession. Your mouth is the switch. Speak the word boldly. Speak the word boldly. Confession. I was sharing with us yesterday that how do you reply to thoughts? By the word. By the word. By the word. By the word. For those that are married, sometimes you just get some whispers in your ear that will tell you, what if your husband just leaves you now? What if your wife just leaves you? What if you divorce? My family shall be a blessing. My children surrounding my table. I see my children's children. Thus says who? The Lord of hosts. I answer such thoughts with words. I confront them with my confession. I wake up in the morning, I don't feel like it, but I still declare it. I am the healed of the Lord. My body is strong. I have power inside of me. The enemy cannot put me at a disadvantage. My work thrives. You are not profiting yet, too, but my work thrives. I deal in millions. I enter into the realm of dealing in foreign currency, pounds, dollars. All is at my dispense. Confession. The things that you have seen, you begin to see it. The things that the Lord has said to you, you begin to declare it. You're activating the power. Because you see, your mind, you know, a human is made of spirit, soul, and body. Right? Not a spirit who has a soul and lives in a body. No. You are spirit, soul, and body. And your soulish part adapts to whatever it hears in its environment. That's why if you stay so much on listening to any kind of songs, you will behave any kind. It's not spiritual attack. It's normal. You're just a function of the things that you hear. If you stay around godly content enough, you'd also act in that direction. So what you are doing when you are saying those words is you are consciously talking to your mind. Your mind can be going in one other direction, but you are calling it back and reminding it of what God has said concerning you consistently. Consistently. Imagine doing that for 30 days, doing that for 90 days, doing that for 100 days, doing that for 365 days. Your body begins to react to that which it is hearing you say. In fact, psychologists and people who are into physiotherapy will tell you as much as possible, even if it means standing in front of the mirror, to begin to tell yourself such things. It enables healing as well. It does. Confession. What do you confess?
The word of God.
How do you confess it? Boldly. People will tell you are crazy or you are mad, but declare it boldly. Declare it boldly. Declare it boldly. Often. At all times. Number three, resistance. James chapter 4 verse 7. We're running out of time. I will need to pray. James chapter 4 verse 7. James chapter 4 verse 7. He says clearly, resist the devil and he will do what? And he will flee from you. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Did he say you should negotiate with the devil? You know, you go to some places and you'll be hearing ministers speaking with people. Come here. What is your name? With demon. My name is this. My name. What is your mission here? What concern you with the mission? My friend bought a job. In the name of Jesus, get out of here. Do you understand? That's waste of time. I think that's waste of time, really. Because it has no benefit to both the deliverer and the delivery and the person conducting the deliverance. Don't negotiate. You don't negotiate with the devil. Maybe in the next 3 days, if you stay small, you can go small. No. You don't negotiate. You don't explain. Resist the devil. Devil, t- take your hands off my business. Simple as that. Take your hands off this child. Take your hands off this family. Take your hands off my health now. Resist the devil and he shall flee. Number four. Are you there? Number four, command. That's how you activate your authority. You command. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Any of us remember that story? Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none." Because you see, this matter is not about silver and gold, actually. It's not about how much that you have in your pockets to walk in authority. No, no. "Silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk." You command. "Such as I have, I give to you." Talk to that situation and command it in the name of Jesus. The fifth one is alignment. Live as a righteous one. Authority flows from righteousness, consciousness, not guilt. If you consistently feel that God is angry with you, you will not walk in authority, because it doesn't stir up the right posture for you to exemplify the things which you are seeing. So you must be in alignment consistently. If God is calling you righteous, you're walking in that righteousness every now and then. You're trusting that the grace of the Lord will enable you live up to what God has called you. If God has called you holy, you live as one whom God has declared such upon. Not in guilt. Not in guilt. You're about to make 10 prayer points. 7 out of the prayer of Baba Shanua, known and unknown, conscious or unconscious. 7 of your prayer points out of 10 is forgiveness. Something that he has finished 2,000 years ago plus. He has blotted it out. That's what we are told in Colossians. It has been blotted out. It has been taken out. Anytime that you're looking to meet with the Father, you're coming with that boldness and confidence that he has settled all things, and I'm coming and I'm living with. Now that you are saved, you must now live in the same life that you have received. So your consciousness must be righteousness at all times. Your consciousness must walk in that same light. What authority produces in our lives is one, freedom from fear. I'm going to just run through this. When you function in authority, what happens? You have freedom from fear. You have boldness in spiritual conflict. You have freedom from demonic oppression. You have miracles and healing. You have breakthroughs. You have dominion over sin. You have a powerful prayer life. Imagine you appearing before God every now and then with that kind of confidence. Don't you know it will stir up your prayer life? Because all of a sudden you're stirred up. You have victory in the mind. You have transformation in the life of other persons. Rise up on your feet and let's take this prayer point as we wrap up this evening. Come on. Have you been blessed this evening? Now say, "Father, thank you for the authority you have given me in Christ Jesus." Come on, give God thanks in 30 seconds. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Not for what you will give me, this one you have given to me. I have it. I have received it. I have received it. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now say with me, "I arise in boldness and walk in the power of the word, the name, and the spirit." Did you get that? Let's take that again. "I arise in boldness and I walk in the power of the word, the name, and the spirit." Come on, go ahead and make that prayer. "I arise in boldness tonight. I arise in boldness tonight. I'm not fidgeting. I'm not cowardly. I arise in boldness, 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 in boldness. Come on, come on, in boldness. I have the advantage of the power of the word. I have the advantage of the power in the name of Jesus. I have the advantage of the spirit of the Lord within me. I have it. So arise in boldness in the name of Jesus.
For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
This one, you pray it in two different ways. First, you pray it for yourself. And once we are done, I'll call again and you look for someone to pray it for. You know, just because of time, I wish we can, I would have given you assignments to look for someone to pray for here so that you can exemplify the power of God that is now at work with you. So you look for someone and you ask the person, what can I pray for you about? So that in the next 1 week, you call the person, how about that thing we prayed concerning? Have you heard the results? But pray this prayer for yourself first. Say, I speak authority and command every mountain to move in the name of Jesus. Come on, go ahead and make that prayer very quick. Just put that mountain before you very quickly. I speak with authority and I declare over that mountain, move. Come on now, come on now. Come. Shadi kutamenanda makabana teke brada kabradina. Shatiki baba baba sole baba 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 baba. Come on, speak to it. Make it bold. Make it bold. Make it bold. Make it bold. Mountain, move in the name of Jesus. Mountain, move in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Look for someone and hold your hands firmly and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak with authority and I command every mountain in your life. Move now in the name of Jesus. Come on, make that a prayer. Hey, kada baba baba baba, sote kaba hati ke baba baba, kete bokopa, parate ke breke takaba haya. Shane mane koto menate la breke te boko so breke te ke bahati. Bende bende, shande bende, kede bida brata keda. Fredina so fredina kura bande brete kida. Alebina tone bina kabadena breke siste ke bruto kaba haya. Shana matoko peke teke bradina kora fides. Come on, move that mountain. I speak the word of the Lord to that situation. Change now. Every mountain, move now. Kapa teke sades. Preke teke proto kapelas. Etieke burate kamena teina. It doesn't matter how long, it doesn't matter how old it has been. Move, 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 move. Shaba baba baba kete kaba natela. Endre kora teili ke menense ke bilatone. Elada mana kara baba baba sone bereke te deke broto kobe latela. I sonente ke menense kobe latel. Shene mama mama kora baba baba. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Come on, lift that hand and declare with me. I activate the power of God within me for bold living and for supernatural results. Take that again. Say, I activate the power of God in me for bold living and for supernatural results. Come on, make that prayer for 30 seconds. Sati kampe late kampe teke blato kampa hates. Sati keba rata kampe teke breke tile kampa haya. I activate it, I activate it, I activate it. The power of the Lord in my life will not be dormant. I activate it, I activate it, I activate it. For bold living, I am no longer shy. Hey, 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 hey. Kade boko rabe kate la mahates. I am no longer timid. Hey, I am no longer quiet. For bold living,
Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I decree that my tongue is a weapon of power. Come on, say that very well. I decree that my tongue is a weapon of power. Speaking life, victory, and dominion. Say that again. I decree that my tongue is a weapon of power. Speaking life, victory, and dominion. Come on, make that prayer. This tongue of mine, this tongue of mine, it is a weapon of power. Everywhere that I go, I'm speaking life. Hey, dead things coming back to life. Dead situations coming back to life. Come on, speak life, speak life. This tongue is a weapon of life. It's a weapon. It is bringing dead things back to life. It is activating the supernatural in my life. Hey, I am walking in dominion. I am taking over the things that the Lord has given to me. I am walking in power. The things that I see the results. I see it. By my words. Shaka tableke teke bola tekaya. Sane mekoro bosize ke brekete. Shenge de brokoso brekete le kiatai. Ena mama sondes. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please forgive me. Let's finish this prayer point. Is that okay, sir? Please. Haya. Kana muka baranda. Take this one serious. Say, I resist. I resist the devil. And I decree that he flees from every area of my life. Listen to this carefully. While you're taking this prayer, let your mind journey. Think of where the devil is messing with you right now. I need you to mess devil up. Oh, you don't understand. Especially if you've suffered loss in any part of your life. Mess him up today, tonight. Mess him up tonight. Mess him up. Mess him up. Take that prayer again. Say, I resist the devil. And I declare that he flees from every area of my life. Come on, take that prayer fervently now. Mess him up. Mess him up, death. Anenamato nakabahandes. Mess him up, death. Mess him up, death. Mess him up. Take your hands off my life. Kaparate kopelates. Kepombe kapate ala parate kopelate. All over this house. Take your hands off my life. Take your hands off my health. Take your hands off my business. Take it off my family. Hear the word of the Lord, you devil. I resist you. I resist you. Over the life of my child, I resist you. Elekete boroto kobelatea. I am a mama sone makaya beratela. Ene mekete borateli akosto size. Sene me te kedete. Eno boroske beratela. Sane minataide. Elania kora mahate. Membene, membene. Erodo sobre ketele kete protokaya. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now that you have resisted the devil, say with me, I lay hold of the inheritance and enforce Christ's victory in every circumstance. Say that again, I lay hold of my inheritance and I enforce the victory that I have received in Christ Jesus.
Come on, make that declaration in 30 seconds. That which you have been given, lay hold, lay hold. Lay hold of it, lay hold. Lay hold, lay hold. Higher, higher, higher. Say it out. I lay hold of wealth. I lay hold of riches. Aha. I lay hold of sound health. Divine health. I lay hold of long life. Oh. Long life, long life. That is the word of the Lord concerning me. I lay hold of the victory that I've received in Christ Jesus. I enforce the victory that I've received in Christ. I enforce it, I enforce it, I enforce it over every circumstance. I enforce that victory. I enforce that victory in the name of Jesus. I enforce that victory in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Decree with me, I function in the wisdom and strength of the Holy Spirit at all times. You have 10 seconds for this one. Go ahead and make that prayer. I function in the wisdom and strength of the Holy Spirit at all times. I function in the wisdom and strength of the Holy Spirit at all times. Come on, come on, come on, come on. As I enter into rooms, the wisdom of God is at work in me. Hey, in my academics, the wisdom of God is at work in me. In my business, the wisdom of God is at work in me. The strength of the Lord is at work in me. When I'm growing weary, the strength of the Lord is activated. Hey, hey, when I'm confused, the wisdom of the Lord is activated. I have the wisdom of the Lord. I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Last prayer point. Say with me, from today, I walk in confidence. I command results. And I demonstrate the authority of Jesus everywhere that I go. Come on, make that a prayer point now. From today henceforth, I walk in confidence. I command results everywhere that I go. I am demonstrating the authority of Jesus in my classroom, in my neighborhood, in everywhere that I find myself, on the streets, in the park, in the forest, in the marketplace, in the villages, everywhere that I go, exercising the authority of Jesus, frustrating the works of the devil, living in the authority that I have in Christ Jesus. Hey, 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 hey. I am mounting on wings as an eagle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Come on, make this declaration with me. Say, I walk in authority. No, you are not loud enough. I walk in authority. I walk in authority. Listen, you need to say this. Hear yourself. Eh? Hear yourself saying it. It's not a statement. It's you bringing your mind to the consciousness of what you're saying. I walk in authority.
I walk in authority.
I have the word.
I have the word.
I have the name.
I have the spirit.
I resist darkness.
Come
on, say that again. I resist darkness.
I command results.
I enforce victory. I am seated with Christ Jesus. Say that again. I am seated with Christ Jesus. One more time. I am seated with Christ Jesus. And I walk in power. In the name of Jesus. Come on, shout up, believe it, amen.
Are you blessed? Please, if you are blessed, shout hallelujah. Yes. I can see that you are truly blessed. It is just as if it should not go. It's as if it should continue tomorrow. But do you know one good thing? Another powerful man of God is starting tomorrow. You cannot afford to miss these blessings. Oyedikachi, I congratulate you. You did not miss out truly. I called your number earlier. Did you see it? Okay. And thank God the Spirit ministered to you. Because I didn't want you to miss all this. I don't want anybody in this church to miss this blessing. You can't afford to miss this. Please, these 21 days, every minister will come with his own anointing. There is something that was just according to me there. One thing I've learned in life is that for everyone that God called into ministry, there is a blessing to tap from their life. If you do mistake and allow them to go without tapping your own, you may not find it again. There are people you may find. One good thing I will continue to thank God for is that the little time I have to spend with Baba Akande, I did not tap, I swallow. I'll be thanking God to you today that I did not postpone and say it's my Baba. There are many men of God that have come across in my life that once I see them and I know there is something in this man, I make sure I type on time. No postponement, no procrastination. Once you procrastinate, Eshe is still coming tomorrow. You might not get it. You might not get it. Oh, like Kapo, Liarabos, Kandaba. We are going to pray for this man of God before we pray. But I promised you yesterday we are going to pray a prayer. I thought this one would be enough. But let it not be that I learned. Because we have made it, God has dropped it in my mind that throughout this session program, we'll be creating this little time. One thing that the Lord deposited in my heart, again, concerning this prayer, is concerning eagle and raven. How many of you know raven? You have heard of it before. Ravens. A one small tiny bird like this. But very wicked bird. You know what it does? It perch on another, it sit on another bed, and it will be plucking the head, plucking the head, plucking the egg. That bird will fall and die. But do you know what eagle does? When that bird come upon it, that raven come upon eagle, eagle does not struggle. You know what it does? It move higher. It will begin to fly higher. There is a place that the eagle will get to that bird cannot breathe. It's only eagle that breathes there. From tonight, the Lord is taking you to a height where enemy cannot survive. You know, when you get to that place, you don't need to do anything. Eagle does not fight with that bird. Once eagle notice that bird has come upon it, what he begins to do is to begin to rise. Please make a declaration. Say, from tonight, I rise to a level where enemy cannot survive, where sickness cannot survive, where failure cannot survive. I rise to that level tonight. I move to that height by the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rise up. I move fire, I move up, I grow, I develop in my spirit. I grow, I move fire, I ascend, I ascend.
Jesus' name we have prayed.
Let me tell you, you may not really understand. It's part of this thing we have prayed there before. There are levels you get to. When they say COVID, everybody is covered nose. You don't disturb yourself. You know the reason? You know when they come to your body, it dies. Hey, they said something one day. They said they invited Baba Yoba Balola. They were delivering woman, they were doing deliverance. Nothing happened. Minister of God gathered, they could not cast the man out. And they say he went to him and said, "Oh, you the spirit devil in this man, I swallow you." She cannot. Immediately he swallowed, he moved on. You know the reason? Immediately he swallowed the evil get to his body, die. And immediately he said, "I swallow you," the man came back. The man got delivered. And people were expecting Babalola to now say, hey, you now begin to possess. Immediately he comes to his body, he dies. Oh, I don't know if anybody is getting what I'm saying. Please move, raise that prayer again. You have the knowledge, you have the authority now. He get to a level, they say, and things are affecting, it's affecting people here. You walk into that place. They say, look what you say. Hey, the man say, nobody enter this place and come out. Like, is this room? He enter. He say, Baba, another room there. That is the level. Are you getting what I'm saying? You enter there, the idol. When the ark of God got into the house of, into Dagon. Dagon did not have anything to do. He fell down. My late brother was telling me something. There is a particular level in the sea. Nothing survived there. It's true, huh? Nothing. There is no living thing that survived there. Your body become that level. We are no failure survive tonight. Say tonight, I am saying, failure cannot survive. I can never operate from tonight. I move to a level. Where sickness cannot survive my body, where job cannot work against me, I move to that level. I ascend, my business ascend, for where the education is not permitted, I ascend to now. I ascend in my spirit, I ascend in my spirit, I ascend in my marriage, in the name of Jesus Christ. Where crisis is not permitted, I ascend. Where barrenness is not allowed, I ascend. In my spirit, in every area, I ascend. My business ascend. My marriage ascend. My children ascend. We ascend. We ascend. We move to a level where death is not permitted. Where we bring people down, we're not bring it down. In the name of Jesus Christ. We move to that level where negativity does not survive, where the activity of men does not bring us down, where failure cannot work against us, where storm and attack cannot locate us. We are sent to now. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
All right, thank you, Father. Glory be to your name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Lea kapuliri maskanda baba lima kepolea. Lea kepuliri maskanda baba. The Lord said there is somebody in this land here. When it remains little, a very close range for you to celebrate over something, the enemy comes suddenly and turn that celebration to sorrow.
You already seen it coming and you are celebrating. This is coming. Oh God, thank you. But at a very close range, they converted it to sorrow. Tonight, I stand as a representative of God. Anything that is responsible, forces of darkness, I silence them over your matter. Please, you are the one I'm talking about. Come. You know you are the one I'm talking about. Please just come join me here now. Come. I have just 1 second to do that. Please, somebody should help me with this mic. Just stand up, no problem. Stand up. I decree and I declare. Every principality. Oh, thank you, Father. Lekepo leama yakapa la rabo skandaba. The enemy of a man is a member of his household. Man, that is the word. That's what God told me now concerning you. As many that know everything about you, they know your steps. They know when your goodness is coming. They know when the blessing is coming. And they do everything to attack it. From tonight, I announce their failure.
Amen.
The wind of the Lord will blow them off.
Amen.
From tonight, I command that wind, the eastern wind of the Lord,
amen,
to blow them around you,
amen,
to blow them away.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Christ. Amen.
Every expectation of your life from today shall come to pass.
Amen.
It shall come to stay.
Amen.
Your joy, your expected joy, shall not be turned to sorrow.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. As many forces of darkness that are not happy about your good news, they shall be deaf and dumb forever.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Go back to your seat. In Jesus' name we are prayed.
Amen.
Please, let's stretch forth our hands to this man of God. Let's pray for him. It's a man that I have known over the years when we were very much younger than this. And I've been telling him then that God is taking you to places. And I must tell you, he's somebody I love so much. I want us to pray. That everything I told him, I said, God told me certain things about you. Every good thing God has spoken concerning this man shall come to pass.
Amen.
Please make that declaration. This is just the preamble. Every great thing God has spoken concerning the life of this man of God shall come to pass without any delay, shall come to pass without any hindrance. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lamayakapa lamarabas kandaba. Everything that the mouth of God has spoken concerning you, every intention of God for you shall come to pass without any hindrance, without any delay, in the name of Jesus Christ. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. The second one for him is that pray for him that he shall not fail God. You know, one thing I know is that God does not fail people. It is people that fail God. And that is what I'm begging for God over my life. Lord, let me not fail you. It is one of my greatest prayer points. Lord, this man of God will not fail you. We know that you are not a God that will betray your word. That he will not fail. Please pray with all your heart that he will not disappoint God. Devil will not get him. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. We make a decree over your life. You shall not fail God. You will not disappoint God. You will not turn your back to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against any form of distraction around your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not fail God. You will not fail God. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
He has blessed us. Please say the last one. Lord, strengthen him to do better, to do greater. Lord, strengthen him. Fill him with your strength. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Strengthen him, O Lord, to deliver your mandate. To deliver your mandate. To do your work. Lord, empower him. Strengthen him. To do the work you have sent him to do. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty and glorious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for your son. We ask, O God, that your power will rest upon him in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You have used him mightily to bless us. Father, we pray. I pray for you, my brother. The heaven of God will remain continually open over your life in the name of Jesus. The line of communication between you and God will not be blocked or cut off in the name of Jesus. Bible says the word of Samuel never fell to the ground. God will continue to confirm his word in your mouth in the name of Jesus. And God will decorate your life and your family with his glory and blessing in the name of Jesus. It will take you to higher heights in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Please, if you need the audio for these 3 days or any of the program, please just meet the media. I think it is free of charge. They will transfer it to your phone. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.